My brothers and sisters, please join me in praying one of the most powerful novenas in existence. So many people reach out to me because they're suffering, they need healing, they need hope, they need a miracle. So many people are confused about their vocations. So many people have wounds in their hearts and in their families. And I can't help. I don't have the ability to work miracles or to bring about conversions. But I do know somebody who can help, who will help, who never fails. So please join me in praying one of the most powerful novenas that I have ever prayed. And that's the novena to Our Lady, Undoer of Knots. This title of the Virgin Mary is growing in popularity, and I believe that she wants to reach out and heal and help and undo the knots in the lives of as many of her children as possible. According to the chief exorcist of Milan, the novena to Our Lady Undoer of Knots is one of the novenas that the demons hate the absolute most. And I believe that when we come together and we pray together, not necessarily in physical proximity, but when we put our minds and our hearts in the hands of the Virgin Mary as a spiritual community, that the power of God will be unleashed in our lives in a way that hasn't been done before. So we're going to pick some intention, some seemingly impossible intention, a wound that we have, a problem, a dilemma, a confusion, clarity for our vocation, something really, really big. And then we're going to entrust it 100% into the hands of the Virgin Mary. You must understand, Saint Bernard of Clairvaux, a doctor of the church, said, "Are you suffering? Are you in need? Are you in anguish? Are you in sin? Do you need help? Then call upon the name of Mary." Don't stop calling upon the name of Mary. Never let her name leave your lips, because never was it known that anyone who fled to her protection was ever left unaided. I am thoroughly convinced that in this novena, if we pray it together with our full intention, with complete deliberation, from the depths of our heart, I know Our Lady's going to answer some of your prayers, prayers that you could have never imagined, because she doesn't fail. Now, not everybody's prayer is going to be answered in the way that you hope or that you dream or that you desire, but you have to understand, pray anyways, pray fervently, because she never fails. Prayer is always fruitful. The hands of the evil one on your family, the hands of the evil one in the sins of your own life, she will remove his hands. She will crush his head, but we have to go all in to Jesus through Mary. So the big question, how do you do this novena? There's a couple of different options, and you have to understand everybody is different, so it might be different for each person. I'm going to present to you the various ways. I'm going to give you my recommendation, but I will present to you the various ways, and then in a moment, we will pray together, ask the Virgin Mary to put in our hearts, to convict us of what she wants us to do for this particular novena. So if you're watching this in the future and you're not doing this with us right now, that doesn't matter. You can do this on your own pace. So the traditional way of doing a novena to Our Lady Undoer of Knots is to pray for 9 days. And you can do that in one of two ways. There is the core prayer to Our Lady Undoer of Knots. And the most basic way is just say this core prayer every day for 9 days. Then there is the traditional method of doing the novena to Our Lady Undoer of Knots, which involves putting that core prayer in the heart of the Holy Rosary. And I believe that this is one of the reasons why the devil hates it so much, because when you pray the rosary, you give the Virgin Mary permission to take a part in your life and to begin to unravel the knots. You have to say yes to Mary to give her authority in your life. And by putting this prayer in the rosary, not only does she undo knots, but she also destroys plots. So if the evil one has put plots in your family, in your life, in the lives of people that you love, putting the novena within the context of the rosary adds a lot of power. So you could just do the core prayer. That might be for you. You might not have the grace or the willpower to even get a full rosary in. The core prayer, something is better than nothing. very important. But the strongest, the most traditional way to pray this novena is to begin the rosary, and after you've prayed the third decade, then insert the novena to Our Lady and Doer of Knots, and then finish your last two decades. That's very powerful. Every time I have prayed it in this way, Our Lady has either answered my prayer, or shown me her face, or given me light about a particular intention, and I am confident she will do the same for you. But that's not what I am proposing that we do. There is something called a 54-day rosary novena. This is very well known for its miraculous effects in the lives of those who entrust themselves to Our Lady of the Rosary through praying a 54-day novena. Why 54 days? Why not 55 or 50? Because it's a novena, 9 days, 6 times. Sometimes the people will receive their miracle on the 27th day, which is the third time that they've done the novena. Sometimes it's the 54th day. Sometimes it's just a random day in between. But there has been a proven track record of people praying for 54 days and that being the extra push. Because you might say, well, why not just a 9-day novena? Why 54? God knows mine. It's not about God not knowing what you need. It's about you providing grace, you praying, you making an act of faith saying, Jesus Christ, you're the only way. You're my only solution. I'm going all in. And there's miracles that we need, conversions that we desire that are massive, that are big, they're mountains. And so you have to match the request with your interior effort. So 54 days, sometimes that's just what somebody needs to give them the grace, to give them the push, to convert their life, to obtain the grace of an interior healing, to have the clarity of mind, to understand where God is calling you in your vocation. So how do you know whether or not you're called to do just the core prayer or the rosary for 54 days and then the core prayer? You're not going to hear a voice. What's going to happen is we're going to pray right now. Do not cut off during this. Don't stop the video. Do this prayer. Because after the prayer, I have very important information that is also going to help you obtain the favor that you're asking for and to dissolve the influence of the evil one if he's involved in some way with whatever your problem that you're seeking to resolve. So we're going to pray 3 Hail Marys. I'm going to say an impromptu prayer to the Virgin Mary. I don't think that you're going to hear a voice in your head or in your ears. But what we're going to pray for is for an interior conviction. Blessed Mother, make it clear to me whether you want me to just do the core prayer or whether I should add a rosary. Because this is the next question you're going to ask me. Does that mean I add a rosary to the rosary I'm already doing? Because God willing, you're doing at least one rosary a day. Some of you are praying multiple rosaries. Do I add a rosary to what I'm already doing? Or do I just throw my prayer? I don't know. I don't know what's right for you. And if I tell you, that's not enough for you. If something is God's will, He provides the grace to accomplish it. So it must be that you ask God, God convicts you of what it is that you're supposed to do, and then He supplies the grace for you to accomplish it. Because on day 41, when you want to quit, you don't care too much about letting me down. I don't even know you. But if God Himself put it on your heart, 54 days, add a rosary because this is important, then God is the one who's going to help you get through that. So this is very important why I don't want you to quit during this prayer. Okay? So let's pray. Pray with me in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Blessed Virgin Mary, I believe that you never take your eyes off of us. I believe that your heart burns out of love for our souls, for our lives, for our families, that you just want to help us, but we need to totally surrender to you. Grant us the grace to hear your voice. Grant us the grace to feel your presence and to experience your love. Help us to know whether or not we should just do the core prayer of Undoer of Knots, if that's what you're asking of us. If you're asking of us to pray the rosary and insert the core prayer after the third decade, or if you're asking us to add a rosary or even more, let's pray 3 Hail Marys together. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. And may all glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, a world without end. Amen. My brothers and sisters, I said I have very important information still. If you're watching this within a week of the time I release it, we're going to start the 54-day novena together on a specific day. Feast days in the church are completely underrated. Feast days are days where Holy Mother Church not only gives her blessing, but God bestows His abundant blessings upon the people of God, usually the feast having to do with something of the grace that is manifested. So we will begin our 54-day novena. If you're watching this within a week of publication, you watch this later, you do it whenever. Every year, I'm doing it within these dates. August 6th. August 6th is the Feast of the Transfiguration. Think about what happened at the Transfiguration. Jesus revealed to the apostles His true glory. They heard Him say who He was, but He gave them a glimpse of His divine reality. And that's what we're going to be asking for during this 54-day novena. God, give me a glimpse of the truth. Give me a glimpse of the reality. Give me a glimpse of my purpose and my role in Your plan of history. So that's going to be how we start. That's a beautiful way to start. And 54 days after that, exactly, this is divine providence. 54 days after that, exactly, September 28th, is the feast of Our Lady, Undoer of Knots. Most people don't know that. I didn't know that except for a couple months ago after I started getting success in this novena. I was like, when is the feast day for this woman? Because this is a very powerful woman. So on September 28th, the feast of Our Lady, Undoer of Knots, the Mother of God is going to intercede powerfully. Jesus Christ honoring this role of the Virgin Mary, the new Eve, undoing the knot that Eve tied, the knot of sin in the garden. Many graces are going to be bestowed upon this day. And I believe that Our Lady wants this day to be celebrated going forward on a regular basis, September 28th. So the dates are very important. August 6th, through September 28th. Now, if you know church history, there's something special that also happens within these dates that's going to add an added boost, an added bonus, an added fervor, an added outflowing of grace into all of our lives. That is August 15th, the Feast of the Assumption. Very powerful, but that's not what I'm talking about. August 15th through September 29th. The day after Our Lady Undoer of Knots is the Feast of St. Michael, St. Gabriel, and St. Raphael. And traditionally in the church, we call this time period St. Michael's Lent. The church would go into a smaller time of Lent, a smaller period of penance, calling upon the Prince of the Heavenly Host to cut back and to limit the activity of the devil, to block him from our family and our friends. And so within this novena that we're doing, August 6th through September 28th, we have the added bonus of the prayers and the petitions of the entire church during St. Michael's Lent. And so this can be your St. Michael's Lent. This can be your added prayer, because there's nobody who the angels honor more than the Queen of Angels, the Virgin Mary. You get close to the Virgin Mary, that's how you'll begin to see the angels really active in your life. Because when the Virgin Mary sees one of her children going astray, what mother wouldn't send every angel to protect them? So yes, so this will bring you closer by having these extra prayers of the church. But let's say the problem you're struggling with does have a diabolical root. Maybe, again, you have a wound that the devil hides behind. And whenever something comes up, he just stabs that sucker and it just causes chaos in your life. Maybe the devil has set up plots and traps within your family, lies, strongholds in your heart or in the heart of a family member. Then it is fitting that perhaps during this time, you also add a prayer to Saint Michael the Archangel at the end of your rosary. If you don't already, I really recommend you always pray to Saint Michael at least once a day. Add that at the end of your Undoer of Knots rosary so that you can have the added bonus of his help and protection. Then you party hard September 28th. And then September 29th, you party hard because now you've got to celebrate with all the angels and you've participated in like just an abundance of grace. I'm gonna conclude this little video with the prayer to Our Lady Undoer of Knots. But before I do, I would love to look in the comments and hear you say, I'm in. Count me in. I need a breakthrough. I'm going to pray the rosary. I'm going to do this or whatever thing that you're going to do. Because believe it or not, the comment section is a place where God works. Seeing people's testimonies. So at the end of the 54 days, you have a testimony. Share that testimony because that inspires other people. So seeing people say, I'm in. The ties that bind us through the spiritual life are even more powerful than the ties that bind us through blood. I know this is what I'm going to do. For me personally, I'm going to share with you because maybe it'll inspire you. I'm going to add a rosary to the rosaries that I already pray. And I'm going to add that rosary in the presence of the Blessed Sacrament. Because what I'm really asking is for Mary to go to Jesus. And Mary does go to Jesus and Mary can't resist Jesus. But what Mary wants most of me is to become more close to her son. So allowing this novena to bring me into his presence every single day, I already do that anyways, but adding extra time in front of her son, I'm telling you, we're not gonna lose. My brothers and sisters, the Virgin Mary doesn't lose against the devil. I give you my word, graces will flow if you just do the prayers. Let us conclude. We'll do the prayer together. I love this prayer. Please join me. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Virgin Mary, Mother of fair love, Mother who never refuses to come to the aid of a child in need, Mother whose hands never cease to serve your beloved children because they are moved by the divine love and immense mercy that exists in your heart, cast your compassionate eyes upon me and see the snarl of knots that exist in my life. You know very well how desperate I am, my pain, and how I am bound by these knots. Mary, Mother to whom God entrusted the undoing of the knots in the lives of his children, I entrust into your hands the ribbon of my life. No one, not even the evil one himself, can take it away from your precious care. In your hands there is no knot that cannot be undone. Powerful Mother, by your grace and intercessory power with your Son and my Liberator, Jesus, take into your hands today this knot. Mention your request. I'll give you 10 seconds to think of your intention. I also ask for the grace for everybody watching this to persevere in this devotion. To persevere in prayer is a grace that we must ask for. We do not have the willpower, at least I don't, to do any of this on our own. Blessed Virgin Mary, supply us the grace to be faithful to you. I beg you to undo it for the glory of God once and for all. You are my hope, O my Lady. You are the only consolation God gives me, the fortification of my feeble strength, the enrichment of my destitution, and with Christ, the freedom from my chains. Hear my plea. Keep me, guide me, protect me, O safe refuge. Mary, undoer of knots, pray for me. Last thing, in the comments and in the description, I will put the prayer that is the core prayer to Our Lady Undoer of Knots. I will put links to where you can do the 9-day novena and just do it over and over again until the 54th day. and I will also put any other relevant information. God bless you, God love you, and share this with those who are in need.